KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon at the high, right around 60 as temperatures begin to cool off a little bit later on this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Atlantic Police reported yesterday there were three recent arrests. On Monday, 18-year-old Drew Miller of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense, and 19-year-old Jordan Ewing of Atlantic was arrested for dissemination of obscene materials to minors. Last Friday, 40-year-old Amanda Bashore of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of simple assault. All three subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a lengthy report on arrests dating back to October the 12th. On that date, 43-year-old Jeremy Eugene Jameson of Atlantic was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant. Jameson was being held in the Cass County Jail until transferred to Pottawatomie County authorities. On October 16th, Cass County deputies arrested Henry Herman Miller, Jr. on charges of possession with the intent to deliver meth, a Class C felony, a felony charge of possession of methamphetamine, sponsoring a gathering, prohibited acts, possession of drug paraphernalia. Miller was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $59,300 bond. Also arrested October 16th was 32-year-old Marsha Jane Castile of Anita, who was charged with domestic abuse assault. Castile was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. And 47-year-old William Charles Holliday of Atlantic was arrested on October 16th for possession of methamphetamine, second offense, possession of marijuana, second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia. Holliday was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $2,000 bond. On October 18th, deputies arrested 55-year-old Jim Lee Finley of Council Bluffs on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Finley was brought to the Cass County Jail, sentenced, and served his time. On October 19th, 24-year-old Jordan Lewis Brown of Norton Shore, Michigan, was arrested in Cass County for OWI second offense, possession of Xanax second offense, and possession of marijuana second offense. Brown was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $5,000 bond. On October 20th, 20-year-old Connor Nathaniel Berg of Atlantic was arrested for possession of marijuana first offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And 29-year-old Kaylee Marie Turner of Harlan was arrested October 20th on a district court warrant for probation violation. Turner was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. On October 23rd, 35-year-old Thor Douglas Jordan of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. And 38-year-old Robert Lee Atkinson of Anita was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. He was later released on $2,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office also reports two recent accidents took place over the past couple of weeks. On Saturday, the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on 590th Street, about a quarter mile south of Quincy Road. A 2008 Jeep Liberty, driven by 43-year-old Catherine Jean Bellmeyer of Griswold, was northbound on 590th when the vehicle went out of control and slid into the east ditch before rolling onto its top. There were no injuries reported. Damage was estimated at $10,000. And on October 14th, deputies responded to a report of an accident at 3rd and Locust Streets in Anita. A pickup, owned and driven by 53-year-old David Hockenberry of Anita, was northbound on Locust Street when it was hit by an eastbound Buick, owned and driven by 81-year-old Gloria Turner of Anita, when Turner failed to yield at a stop sign. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $4,000. Turner was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. And the Clarinda Police Department is warning area residents about a phone scam. Someone is spoofing the caller ID system of a victim by generating a legitimate name of an area citizen with an unrelated phone number. The scammer will ask for personal identification and financial information such as bank account numbers, PIN numbers, credit card numbers, and so on. Authorities say you should never provide that type of information and do not rely solely on a caller ID to verify the identity of a caller, as there is now software programming available for sophisticated scammers to defeat the caller ID system. Finally, in the news this hour, police in Council Bluffs say a tip from a concerned citizen led to the arrest this morning of a Council Bluffs man on a burglary charge. At around 1:40 a.m., Bluffs police responded to 1620 South 11th Street in regard to a possible burglary in progress of a residence that was being remodeled. Upon arrival, officers noted movement inside the home and found a door open. They detained 51-year-old Michael Welch inside the residence. After verifying he was not in the residence illegally, Welch was placed under arrest for burglary in the third degree. In the funeral announcements, Maxine Blanc, age 96, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Maxine Blanc will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Kyle Conrad, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Kyle Conrad will be on Friday at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Michael Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died October 18th at Willow Heights. A gathering of family and friends of Michael Dunn will be on Friday from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Deborah Ann Thomas, age 64, of Atlantic and formerly of Ottumwa, died October 20th. Memorial services for Deborah Thomas will be Monday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Ottumwa. Reese Funeral Home in Ottumwa is in charge of the arrangements. Marjorie Grayson, age 91, of Atlantic, died October 11th at the Heritage House. Celebration of Life memorial services for Marjorie Grayson will be November 12th at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Zelda Paulin, age 78, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Services for Zelda Paulin are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.